It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are in the midst of a five-part series focused on the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. John Gray, who represents District 4, is joining us in studio. Supervisor Gray, good to see you again.
Good morning, BJ, and thanks for the opportunity to be here.
So District 4, where does it all cover?
Boy, we have 660,000 acres of the 1.7 million acres of Tuolumne County is in the 4th District. Southern Tuolumne County, Groveland, a portion of Lake Don Pedro, up into Yosemite Park, 58% of Yosemite Park is in the 4th District. And then it comes north to Highway 108. It takes in a little portion of Phoenix Lake, and then it goes up to Draper Mine Road, the standard junction area, a big portion of Tuolumne Highway up to Buckhorn Grade. So pretty vast area.
So how's the economy faring right now in District 4?
Well, in the South County, we had a really good summer, and I think it was important to have one, because previous summers we've had fires and highway closures, but we got through this summer pretty good. PG&E power outage hurt somewhat, but with the help of the Visitors Bureau and their programs, I think it showed an increase. I've talked to a number of lodging people and some of the retail customers and our businesses, and they have all said that they've showed a good increase in business. The thing that they face is finding help. There are jobs available in the South County, and even over here in the northern part of the 4th District, there are people looking for workers. So there's jobs out there. And I encourage people that are looking for one to seek out some of the lodging groups like Evergreen and Rush Creek, because they're always looking for some good help.
What type of projects are going through the review process in District 4 right now?
Okay, right now we have two major ones. One is Terravai. It's a hotel. It's up on the Samo Flat area. The EIR is, I'm told, about 60 to 70% complete. That hotel will be about 150 units if it moves forward. It's one of those that if it is viable and the EIR shows it and it's approved, and it will really make a significant difference on TOT tax and really help out with that. The other larger project that's being worked on is a project, it's called Under Canvas. It's a campground pretty close to the same area, opposite side of Highway 120. It's a glamping project, and its EIR is probably a little further behind the Terravai project. I would guess somewhere around 50% done. So same issues to look at, and we'll see where that goes. We do have a major project that'll be started with Berkeley Camp. Berkeley Camp was destroyed during the Rim Fire. And they're going to be moving ahead with rebuilding the camp. I'm told that it's about a $48 million project. I was at a Highway 120 chamber mixer here not too long ago up at San Jose Camp. And San Jose Camp plans on doing some improvements there. And one of the things that they were really asking for is for carpenters, electricians, and plumbers, if they would contact them at the camp. They do have a lot of work up there, and they're really interested in using local workers. So they have a webpage, contact San Jose camp, and if you're looking for work, there's probably some there available.
It's a lot of big money, it sounds like, potentially being spent in the district.
You're looking at a probably collectively a couple hundred million dollars. That's a big number for Tuolumne County. Like I said before, if anything happens, it happens in the 4th District. That's where the things are being looked at. And primarily because of Yosemite. Yosemite's the hook. We have, you know, we're going to probably get 5 million visitors up that into the park this year. I'm pretty close to 5 million projections. So it's a lot of traffic up Highway 120. Highway 120 gets about, of the four entrances, gets over a third of the traffic. So the key is to get them to stop, stay in Tuolumne County and spend their money.
So that was economic development projects. How about, you know, road and infrastructure projects? What's happening in that realm?
I think we're probably going to have to do kind of a road trip on that. We have a lot of projects going on in the 4th District. Here in the north part of the 4th District, we're going to be working on Old Mona Way surfacing and repair. That's a portion of Mona Way that was bypassed with the bypass extension. Also in the same area, this spring, Caltrans will be building the on and off ramps for standard road. That's going to be really important there. You know, we have a large approved subdivision in that particular area, and my hope is that with those on and off ramps that we might see some interest in actually something getting going there. Standard Road is going to have a resurfacing a treatment. It needs some real good patching, and the surface, it does need to be repaired. Tuolumne Highway, you know, that section from the junction up to Tuolumne is needs a treatment, and we have money available there to do that. Right, we just completed the Jacksonville Road project surface treatment. It's turned out real well, I believe. I travel it pretty often, but right now the bridge is closed. You know, we have a project going on there that's about a year late in getting started, and we had a difficult time there getting approval from Fish and Wildlife because we had nesting bats, and it really, really slowed down that project. We've got a few issues with the project. It just got started. There's some the project was bid based on as-built drawings of the bridge owner's construction, and there's a few things that aren't built as it shows on the drawing, so we have to make some adjustments. It might be closed a little bit longer. Marsh's Flat Road, we hope to open that up next month. That was closed in 2017. We have a project there that basically built a bridge on the hillside. I haven't walked up to it recently, but I've seen photographs, and it's pretty close to being done. There's about 8 bridge projects that are going to be done in the 4th District. The significant ones are Deer Creek Bridge on Ward's Ferry, the Limekill Road Bridge. That's been surveyed, the plans have been drawn, but we had some issues with right of way, and we resolved those. Algerine Road and Big Creek Bridge. So these are all federally funded projects, but managed by Tuolumne County. So the engineering staff is going to be really busy. We just had the completion of the Hardin Flat Bridge. It was destroyed in the rim fire. If you're up in that area, take a look at it. It's a beautiful job. I mean, the design is great, and it looks like it's part of the environment. Just recently here, a couple weeks ago, met with the district director of Caltrans, Dan McElhaney, at pre-station and looking at Old Priest Grade again and that intersection. We're trying to propose a left-turn pocket lane there for that area. The traffic warrants it, and I think funds get available, we'll probably get that done. It won't be right away. The other project that is important, it's being worked on, is the downtown Groveland crosswalks and radar signs coming in town on each end. The project should have been started early this month, but there was problems with a bid protest, but we did get a note from the director that they will be starting that project soon. We have a study being done for walkways in Groveland. We received a Caltrans grant through TCTC. We need to improve the foot traffic and bicycle traffic in through town, and with that plan, you always have to have a plan in order to get the money. So that's probably, you know, 2 to 3 years out. But hopefully we'll get the money and those improvements would get done. There's probably more, but that's all I got right
now.
Pretty
good list, yeah. We need to take a break. We're talking with Supervisor John Gray on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're in the midst of a five-part series talking with the individual supervisors. Next week on Motherload Views, we'll be joined in studio by District 3 Supervisor Anaya Kirk. If you missed last week's show with Supervisor Carl Rotifer, the board chair for this year, you can find it archived on mymotherload.com. Our second segment with Supervisor Gray is coming up in just a minute.